Welcome to episode 177 of Game On, the best video game podcast ever. I'm your host, Paul Frew, and with me as always, the man who's taken first stab at producing this show, Mr. Todd Cooper.
This one might be a little rough.
This will be rough around the edges, just like the other 176 shows. So it'll be keeping in tradition.
Nice.
So yeah, what's been happening, dude?
Oh, so much. It's so cold here. It's like minus 26 every day. I don't know how people maintain like a civilization.
I'm assuming you're still just wearing boardies and singlet tops.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I don't know of any other uniform
I
should be wearing.
Well, you were in quite the coldest spot in Australia as well, in Canberra. This obviously it's a different extreme.
It's much colder than that. I don't think we ever got down to... We never really got snow in Canberra. So, it snows all the time.
It just snows around Canberra, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just a sort of a nice little, like, perimeter of snow around Canberra. But here, it's everywhere. You can't escape it. God knows we try.
Yeah, it's been raining pretty much all the last few days here. So...
Crazy. I keep having to remind myself it's like...
No, this all this yesterday was the last day of summer, and it was pouring. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh
and,
wow.
Damn. Yeah, today's miserable as well. We're actually as part of my work team that I look after. We'd organised a camping trip down the coast, and we've cancelled that because of the rain. So because it was just. Like, originally it was, would you still go if it's raining? And then I'm like, not really. it just limits what you can do. You know, like, it's not like, if it's not raining, you can go do activities and shit. I sound like I'm in Step Brothers, but yeah, you can.
We've got so much room for activities.
But I mean, like, you can go fishing or you can go, for a walk or something, or you could go, do some stuff. But when it's raining, you just pretty much got to stay under cover and not sink into the mud. So,
Fucking
so
El Nino,
I'll just stay on the couch and watch my TV. So I was saying to you off air that I've tricked a bunch of websites into thinking that I'm from the US. I've signed up to WWE Network, which went live on Monday. So WWE Network, for anyone who doesn't know, it's the wrestling. It's the professional wrestling in the US. They've this is their version of Netflix or Hulu or whatever you would recognize it as, like an on-demand library. It's got every single pay-per-view from WWE, WCW, and ECW on demand. It's got a streaming live, like it's like a channel that they just they have a program schedule and everything for that. They're gonna have shows that are specifically made for the WWE Network.
Wow. So it's kind of like
exactly.
Oprah Channel.
Yeah.
But with wrestlers.
And you also get every single future pay-per-view on it. So WrestleMania is the next pay-per-view that comes up. You can watch that on this WWE Network. And it's only 10...
Wow. And
no, I am
you're
paying
not
for
paying
it,
for that.
But it's only available to US residents. And it's it's only $10 a month.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like it's a no brainer to me. Like I've watched heaps of old stuff that I used to watch when I was young, like WCW and WWE. So just loading that. There's been some bugs because it's the first week of it. Like, it hasn't run as smooth as it could, but they said that it was just being bombarded since it began. And I spoke to one of my mates because he was the one that told me about it, how to get it hooked up. And he's a cop, so for me it was legal advice, you know. But he told me about Netflix and Hulu, and I've been on Hulu before, and I've sort of seen it, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'd pay for it. And then he showed me it fully, and then he showed me Netflix, and I'm just like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm in. So last night I signed up to that, and I've just been flicking between the three services. So that was my night last night. So yeah. But you've been playing Thief 4.
I've been the reboot of Thief, thankfully not called THI4F. Which was one of the first smart moves in the making of the game. But yeah, it's pretty good. I've been trying to ghost my way through it, which is like the hardest way to play it. You're not allowed to get seen. You're not allowed to leave any doors or saves or anything open. You're not allowed to knock out, or you're allowed to knock out very few guards. Just basically leave very few traces that you were actually there. So I did it on the first level, and I was pretty happy with myself. After a second playthrough of like the first level, I went back and ghosted it, and the second level not as easy to get a ghost sort of achievement on. It's kind of hard, but really really fun game. It's got all the like elements that make thief games: sneaking, darkness, guards, stealing. It's a big one. Yeah, cloaks. There's a lot of cloaks. Yeah. Everyone's in cloaks. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like, and it's good to be playing it on PC, which is how the first two games were. And but it's also kind of a dimmer because I'm not that used to playing on PC. Much more used to playing on console or anything else.
So you got a new PC, didn't you?
So it's kind of. I did. I got a gaming PC. It has some ridiculous amount. It's got like 36 gig of RAM, 3 terabyte hard drive. I'm like, I'll take one of those. So yeah, it runs fairly smoothly. But because I'm used to the console controls, whenever a control prompt comes up, it's like press Y to listen in, and I'm like, I have to like look at the keyboard and go, wait, where's Y? So it's not as smooth control wise for me, but I'm hoping to pick it back up. But
would you buy a controller for your laptop?
I think I'm going out after I finish editing all this. Yeah. I'm gonna go out and buy one, and set it up because I looked on the control schematics for Thief, and for like the controller input, it's just an Xbox control. Like, that comes up as the diagram. I'm like, oh, okay.
So I think you can get a 360 one, or you can get an actual... the PS4 one, I think, works as well. Apparently,
really?
Both of them are really... Like, really... play really well with PC hardware. Yeah, yeah. Because I...
Okay.
The one of the shows I listen to, the Gamers with Jobs podcast, they're big PC gamers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when the PS4 controller came out, they said they... switch to that for their PC gaming when they, because they play consoles as well, but yeah, they just they did that too. So
yeah,
but have you got a 360 at your place?
Yes, but we've got the wireless controls.
Is it USB?
So I don't know if they'd pick that up.
You got the plug and charge kit?
Right. I don't think we do. Because we've just got rechargeable, AA batteries.
Or even if you got the plug and charge kit, and then plugged it into the laptop through USB, that'd be cheaper, probably.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, Yeah, it's all falling into place.
So yeah.
Hmm. I also got the second whatever second episode of Wolf Among Us, which I haven't played yet.
It was good. I didn't like it as much as the first one, though. Yeah, like, it was still...
Okay.
Still good.
Is it, like, a little bit cliffhangy? Like, the first one was...
I'm trying to remember now. Not really, I don't think, because I...
Is it... Okay, is it... Because they go from extremes. They go for, like, way too cliffhanger, like, ending, or not cliffhanger enough. So you kind of end with...
Yeah, that's how I kind of felt. Yeah, at the end of it, and it was more. This was, I think, more of a progressing the story type one.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was good. It was really like you know, I enjoyed it. Like, it was awesome. But yeah, I kind of felt a bit meh at the end of it. But Walking Dead episode 2 comes out next week, so I'm I'm hanging for that. Hopefully, it's not the similar sort of situation. But that...
Yeah. I can only imagine that it won't be meh. Like, that thing's like a mental fucking drill.
Have you played that yet?
No, I haven't gone back to it. Because it's too taxing.
Yeah, it's... that first episode of that was just so perfectly done.
I can't wait
for this, for next week. I've got a couple of guys at work... that I talked to, and they're fully on playing that. One of them plays it on his iPad, and he said how, like, he was talking about it. He's like, he's been checking every week to see if the next one is coming out, and I said, oh, it comes out next week, and I said, I've got the other guy onto The Wolf Among Us, and he loved that, and then... We told him, have you played The Wolf Among Us yet? And he's like, what's that? And I said, oh, it's from the same developer. Pretty much, like, very similar style gameplay and that. And he just walked away. Just went and downloaded it onto his iPad. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. You ruined my life.
He said he was going to play it this weekend. But he's... Because I've changed my setup in my house. I can't remember if I've mentioned it on the show or not before, but I hook my laptop up to the TV now. So I just hook it up through HDMI, and I have a wireless mouse and keyboard, and then I just play games through the TV, and that's where I've got, like, all those other streaming services too. It's all just through the TV.
So it is just completely a media
Plus,
center now.
I bought a soundbar as well, so...
Wow.
So, yeah...
I just imagining, like, you're just looking at it, you're like, I need a more comfortable couch where I can spend at least 84 hours.
I've definitely worn in the couch.
Just
so
sitting
it's,
doing
it's
nothing.
It's at, like, the right comfort level. Yeah. So. But yeah, there is no reason for me to move. None at all.
Just lock the door, board up the windows. If the zombie apocalypse happens, you'll be fine.
So...
Yeah. I'll be happy.
I will die a happy man. So, yeah, but, I'm hanging out for that. It's so that next week, next week also brings out South Park, The Stick of Truth as well. And,
yes.
I'm definitely picking that up, I think, as well.
I don't know if I'm going to.
I can understand why people wouldn't, but I think I'm definitely gonna do that because I do like South Park, and I think this one looks it sounds really interesting, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I do like the idea of, like, that it's sort of like an interactive.
Yeah.
Long episode.
You know, did you hear about the censorship for it? It's going
to
be censored in a lot of parts of the world. But what they're doing about it is when it is going to be censored. Actually, I'll read the article because Well, I don't want to say the wrong thing just in case. Well, it's not like we get any nerds emailing us saying, you said the wrong thing. But they, yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Here we go. Alright. So 7 scenes have been removed from the consoles. In the EMEA region, which covers Europe, the Middle East, Africa, Australia has also been censored as well. Ubisoft sent out a document to publications this week that confirms 7 scenes that each that run around about 20 seconds long have been removed. The 7 scenes removed include a mini game in which the doctor is performing an abortion on the player. A mini game in which the player is performing an abortion on the character Randy. And 5 anal probing scenes involving someone actively being probed. So, Ubisoft's... That's
5 anal probing scenes.
So, Ubisoft says the scenes play out as normal before and after the censored sequences, and that each one is replaced by an image and description selected by South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker. So, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Wow. Man, so now you're going to have to just go find some other game to fulfill your anal probing.
I think the abortion
needs.
On Randy was the one that I couldn't... I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been good to see.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Randy's one of my favourite characters on that show, so... But yeah,
he's a great
legend.
Character to perform an abortion
but,
on.
I've been playing back on games that I've been playing. I started up Brothers: Tale of Two Souls. I don't think that sounds right, but Tale of Sons
or something like that.
Two Souls, like that fucking David Cage game.
That,
yeah, the one with the lesbian in it now.
Was she not a lesbian before? Was that news to anybody?
Did you see the SNL skit?
Is that the first time anyone's ever heard that?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Did you see the SNL skit of where she pretended she was a lesbian? you haven't seen that. So basically, it was she came home from like a Melissa Etheridge concert, and this was on SNL, and she came home from a Melissa Etheridge concert, and she was just like completely like lezzing out, just over her, saying how amazing she was, and Andy Samberg played her boyfriend and said, "You're totally a lesbian now. You're totally a lesbian now." Cool. Done. All right, so, so she was, there was a Melissa Etheridge concert, and she was just completely living out, and Andy Samberg was the boyfriend, and she was just, going on about how amazing it was and that, and Samberg's just like, "You're totally a lesbian now." And she's like, no, it's just, it was an amazing experience and everything like that, so.
Nice.
The Brothers game, though, which features no lesbians that I'm aware of. it's quite good. So it's all in a very, as far as I'm aware, it's a gibberish language that they speak, but there's a bit of a story to it. You control one brother with the left analog stick, you control the other brother with the right analog stick, and you have to guide them through. They both have sort of, one's a little bit taller, one's a little bit smaller. One wishes he was a baller. They're on some sort of quest. I think someone's sick and they want to help him. Or they're running from the crime. I'm not sure.
So this is why it's important for your main characters to actually speak a language.
Yeah, Simlish is not a language. Yeah, so. But they're acting like they're doing it, they're innocent sort of thing, as opposed to they didn't look scared when the guy was sick and, you know, trying to run away from the crime as soon as possible.
Okay.
But it's quite good. Very simple game, but really, really good.
The controlling each brother with a different thumbstick sounds like it would be annoying.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I'm not sure, but if I've heard people talk about it, and at the end of the game, I think if you neglect one of the brothers quite a bit, they act a bit differently in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the left thumbstick's probably your, I don't know, would it be the left or the right that's your weakest.
I don't know. I think it would be the right, because that's usually just the camera.
Yeah. So the right, I think, is the smaller one. So, yeah, basically it's just to, I think that's the whole point of it, is to try and make sure you don't neglect anybody.
Okay.
So,
yeah. And if you do, the little one just starts being a bit of a dick. Starts swearing in an unknowable language.
Cool. Yeah. It's good. It's like, yeah, really good game. It's actually going to be free on PlayStation Plus for next month, I just read. I'd bought this a few months ago when it was on sale on the PlayStation Store. Next month, they're also getting for free Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Because have you got a PS3? Or?
Yeah, PS3 and 360 at the moment.
Yeah.
But we haven't... I don't think I've renewed my PlayStation Plus, which I think I just should do.
Yeah, well, that'd be an awesome time to do it, because I think this month... Oh, I got a feeling it was Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me check that. Yeah, because it's... That was a pretty sweet deal, even though I had it already.
Yeah. May as well have it twice.
Yeah. Twice is nice.
If you're going to have a game once and, you know, pay for it, you may as well have it twice and get the second time free.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just good business.
Except when it comes to Borderlands, wasn't it? That was...
Yeah.
You paid for that.
Yeah, I paid for several copies of Borderlands.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't. Or it's staying on there. Metro Last Light is the one that's on there at the moment.
Ew.
Mate, it might have been the month before. But, there's some good stuff. Not much coming out in PS4. Like, Thief is out, but I haven't picked that up. I think the next game is going to be Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's end of this month, I think.
I know. What is it? Titanfall comes out, I think, in a few days.
Yeah, actually, I've heard great things about that because it was a beta for it. And apparently it's awesome. That's coming out on 360 as well, though.
Yeah.
So, I might just get it on 360, because there's no other reason for me to get Xbox One.
Yeah, no. It comes out on Xbox One and PC on 11th of March, and 360 on the March 25th.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll probably get that, but yeah, I'll just get the 360 one anyway, yeah. So... Oh, shit, they're doing an Xbox One bundle. I just went on JB's website. That is not...
That is not okay.
Yeah, I did not approve that. But it's March... I think it said 13th on here.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Maybe if you get the bundle, you get it early? Question mark?
I don't know. It's $5.98 for the bundle and an Xbox One 500 gig console.
Wow.
That sounds good.
Was just looking at the other thing. Oh, Infamous Second Son comes out for PS4 next month.
It does.
I kind of liked the look of that.
Yeah, I did. I think I did like the look of the trailers. I don't know if I'm gonna. Yeah, I don't know yet. Because the gameplay of the other two were good.
Yeah.
I'll probably, the good thing about the PlayStation now, PlayStation Live, is you can watch the games.
Yeah.
So I might watch some gameplay footage first, and then I'll look into it.
Yeah. I'll do some research, have a few drinks, and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. In between WWE Network and all that other shit. So.
If I find the time, I'll get around to it.
Yeah, if I want to change channels.
If not, then it can go fuck itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I get it delivered to my door?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. So, that's... fuck. That Titanfall bundle sounds really good.
That is not fair.
That's something to ponder. Something to ponder.
I'm so glad we don't have...
It's got home delivery as
what?
Well.
What?
Yeah, but it'll probably cost me... Oh, no, actually, that's free home delivery.
Because it's over... it's over, like, $500. So it should be... Oof. Ouch. This is going to tear you up.
Yeah. The problem is I have no space.
Yeah.
To put it. Nor do I have... I might have a HDMI port free now. I'll have to have a look.
I'll have to look.
Damn it. Fuck you, JB. Fuck you.
They just keep tearing you back in.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, wow, that controller looks amazing.
The Titanfall one.
That's badass.
Fuck you, JB.
Oh, that's actually really good. You get the Xbox One, the Titanfall controller, the Turtle Beach Atlas headset, and Titanfall the game.
Is that in the bundle?
I think so, yeah. It's all pictured here for the bundle.
Oh, right, yeah.
Wow.
All right,
you bastard.
You motherfucker.
Are you happy now?
Yeah. God damn it. God damn it, Charlie. Yeah, okay. All right,
it's done. I just put my credit card number
it is
in.
It's done. Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
I'll just cry while I type the numbers.
Just rocking back and forth slowly.
Why am I doing
this? I'm so weak.
Yeah. I'm so pathetic.
Buying things will make me feel better.
Yeah. Mm. It makes it all better. I'm a happy boy.
So good. Wow. Yeah,
this show's just gone downhill. That discovery.
Yep.
So we'll try and pick things up a little bit. Have you got any news that you wanted to talk about? A
couple of news things. The first news item I actually saw just made me laugh. Apparently the UK or the British government was considering using the Xbox 360 Kinect for spying on people.
Right.
I don't know if they've ever used a Kinect, or at least the first generation of Kinect, but wasn't that good at exactly showing what people were doing.
It wasn't that good at anything, I don't think, yeah.
But I mean, you know, British intelligence using the... the Kinect kind of goes together.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll just call it Skyfall.
Apparently Microsoft never heard of the whole idea or the program that they were going to use. I haven't read enough into it to know exactly what they were going to do, but the interest in the Kinect stems from its capabilities to provide fairly normal webcam traffic, according to the materials. So I think that's what really grabbed the UK intelligence people. The documents directly referencing the program Optic Nerve date from 2008 to 2010. When did the Kinect come out? I thought it was like 2010 at the earliest.
I'll look that up while you...
Apparently, gaming and piracy matters have interested numerous... have intersected numerous times in the recent months in the UK. Microsoft was criticised for the Xbox One's required use of Kinect before that technology was altered. Imagine if every Kinect was always hooked on, up and always on, and the spying agencies were actually using it. That would be fantastic. They'd get so many people masturbating.
So many. That's
just all of the UK intelligence is just Snapchat. Just
yeah.
People's dicks.
Yeah. Shane Warne would probably be in there somewhere. So. Yeah, it was 2010. It came out. Wow. Yeah.
So this was in operation 2 years before it actually came out.
Yeah. Well, it was probably still under Project Natal back then.
They just had Peter Molyneux just yeah. rubbing his hands together. Milo. Yeah.
Milo was really like Stewie Griffin trying to like take over the world.
Other than that, oh, I saw that Warner Brothers is has the movie rights to the Minecraft movie.
Oh, yeah, that should be good.
Yeah. I don't actually know what the story is going to be. There's no real details. But one of the the founder of Mojang, Notch, was able to confirm that he was in talks with Warner Brothers, and he's personally stayed out of most of it, but he does know that there's been talks with Warner Brothers about making a movie. Apparently negotiations have been going on for a while, but there's no talk of what the status of those negotiations are, or any sort of plot lines. But I mean, what couldn't you make into a movie in Minecraft? They've got...
Well, that's it. It's a totally creatable game. Exactly. You can create anything out of it.
You can dig. There's zombies. There's creeper things that blow up for some reason.
Could turn into a porno, you know.
Yeah, it probably will, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. That's what they...
That's what Warner Brothers is just looking to get into porn now.
Yeah. The, did they do the Lego movie that's, like, number one in the US at the moment?
I don't know. I don't know who did that. Who was responsible for the Lego movie? Google, tell me this.
I was watching, Jimmy Fallon's new Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that, yeah, about it was his bit about the Oscars, and he said this is the most popular actor in America at the moment. It was just a little Lego figurine. Yep. Yeah, Warner Brothers.
Wow. That's great.
It's actually got a fairly good cast.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the cast now.
Chris Pratt, Will Ferrell, Will Arnett, Nick Offerman, Alison Brie, Charlie Day.
Liam Neeson?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Holy crap.
Shit.
That's a good lineup.
It's received overwhelming critical acclaim.
I love that. It's just like the critics have just been 8-year-olds, though.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's got a 96% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. Everyone loves Lego, man. Everyone loves Lego.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yep.
Did you see the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
Excuse me, what did you think of that?
Yes, I did.
That was unrelated. Sorry, I just got to go away for it. Yeah. Oh, so what'd you think? pretty cool, right?
No, I'm looking forward to that. Give a raccoon a gun and I'm in.
Yeah, I didn't know... well, firstly, Chris Pratt was in it. He's starting to show up in a lot of
movies. He is. I think his agent has been really just making him accept everything.
Yeah. And then Bradley Cooper was the raccoon. Yep. And then Batista.
Yeah, that's... Batista and Vin Diesel are also in it.
Yeah, they are.
That's unfortunate.
Well, you know. Hence my sound before. Yeah.
And I'm, you know what? I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm sick of seeing Zoe Saldana.
Well then, who's
that's
that?
That's the chick from the new Star Trek. She was in, like, The Losers and... But just everything else.
Right. I'm just looking her up.
I'm just Googling images of her now.
Yeah, she looks familiar. She was in Avatar as well.
Yeah.
Same as Sam Worthington.
Oof, that's...
So he's told cop. Trying to think of what I've actually seen her in, because none of those I've seen Avatar, but you know she's probably blue, so who the fuck
knows? She was a weird blue cat person, so
yeah.
I mean, the CG effects were better than her actual acting skills, so there's that.
Yeah. CG can do anything.
Even make a terrible actress a good actress.
Yeah, she looks like. The one from Rock and Roller, but I don't think that's her.
Oh, no, I think that's... oh, God, I do know her name, but I can't remember it. Doesn't matter. She doesn't matter anymore. No one knows who she is. Even she doesn't know who she is.
Yeah, she's probably living that... living that lifestyle now.
She's just somewhere in the British underground, just like a meth head or something.
Yeah, Thandi Newton.
Tandy. Yeah.
She's Thandi.
Fair enough. she fucking walked into that. That's all she deserves. Fucking Thandi.
That's right.
It's not even a real name. Get a real name, then come back and see us.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know where we were before that.
Talking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Trailer. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be alright.
Yeah, it didn't give away a lot in the, 15 seconds?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, you give a raccoon an automatic weapon and you got me on board.
Yeah. Yeah. where do I buy my tickets?
I can buy them online now? Yes? Okay.
Yeah. And, because that's right, we got onto that from Warner Brothers somehow.
Yes.
Well, I heard they were actually looking at taking, like, they're eyeing off Machinima at the moment as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting.
Mm. Imagine the production values of Machinima if they had the money of Warner Brothers behind them.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be the same. There'll be just more hookers and blow in their offices.
All the money gets spent behind the scenes.
That's right, yeah.
Nice.
On research.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be just a room full of blow.
Yeah, just a bunch of... Just watching Machinima just destroy themselves with hookers and drugs.
Yeah. Kale Anonymous in there. He'd be really anonymous.
Yeah, he's just John Doe.
Yeah. Yeah, because no one in the real world knows who he is. No one can identify him. Yeah.
Hmm.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, anything else? Did you?
Just saw this PopCap thing. PopCap, where are you? PopCap splits in two. There's apparently PopCap's been split in half, and half the team is gonna focus on console-based games. The PopCap marketing manager Gary Clay said that the HD team is working on a new property that may be not be something we know of the PopCap stable. What everyone else is working on, but yeah. So yeah, there's PopCap and PopCap HD apparently.
I thought it would just be PopCap Peggle and PopCap Plants vs Zombies.
Yep, that should be all they did. Apparently, they did Bookworm as well.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
I remember playing that and thinking this is a stupid game.
They did Bejeweled as well.
Oh, did they? Oh, that's right. Wow.
Did you hear about Irrational closing as well?
Yeah, that was horrible. I'm very saddened by that. I don't know why that kind of sounded sarcastic, but it wasn't supposed to.
It's because of alcohol.
I'm so sad that that's happening.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But Ken Levine is taking a bunch of people and making a new studio though, right?
Yeah, he's basically focusing on smaller games. Yeah.
Isn't that what they, Irrational started out doing?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the cycle. It's a circle of could be unbroken.
Yeah, as cyclical as Bioshock Infinite could have been.
You should play that at the end of this.
Yeah.
This day. It's their circle.
God. So yeah. Yes. Levine! He said, I'm winding down Irrational Games as you know it. I'll be starting a smaller, more entrepreneurial endeavour at Take-Two. This is going to mean parting ways with all but 15 members of Irrational Team. There's no great way to lay people off, and our first concern is to make sure that people who are leaving have as much support as we can give them during this transition. Here's an idea. Just don't close the studio.
Yeah, problem solved.
Yeah, you're Irrational Games. You've made, some of the greatest games in all of video game history. Just expand a little bit.
Sounds like Irrational thinking.
Oh, shit.
What?
Whoa.
What up?
Whoa.
I calls it like I see it.
We're not going to top that.
No. That was the peak.
Yeah, that's in 177 episodes, bang, that's the top.
Yeah. Now we can jump the shark.
Yes. I've been waiting for this day.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it.
That's sad. I wonder what their new Take-Two team is going to be focusing on.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they deliver. Mm.
In 10 years, because it's probably going to...
Yeah, and how different it'll be too.
Yeah. Did you play the Burial at Sea DLC for...
No, I'm waiting for the second one to come out and I'll buy them both back to back. I'm not doing this cliffhanger shit.
They're not going to get me like that again.
Nah, fuck that.
You're too emotionally unstable to support that sort of thing.
That's right. I can't handle it, I see. So I'll wait for back to back.
Yep.
Plus, it was about $30 for fucking one of them, and it only goes for, it's only 2 hours or something.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit much.
Yeah, that's a bit rich.
I might wait for a bundle.
Yeah, because there was the two Burials at Sea and the Arena campaign thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even play the Arena one.
Nah. So, yeah, I'll wait for a bundle deal with an Xbox One or whatever, and...
That's JB. Gotta put it on soon.
Yeah. It's on here now.
Oh, God, I just found it.
It was just added. Yeah. You sons of bitches.
They're just waiting. They're
spying on me through Connect. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that would be fantastic if they just... Oh, man, the things that they could do if they were doing that. They'd be unstoppable.
I've creeped me out.
Would know exactly what we wanted. It's like, apparently he just wants a pizza and a beer. We'll put it together in a bundle.
Yeah, I'll sell my soul for a pizza and a beer. Just added, pizza, beer, Xbox One.
Cost one soul. Sign here.
Yeah. Yeah, through PayPal.
Well, that's handy. How do they keep doing this?
How do they know?
Damn, JB. What else we got? What are the... Oh, Valve is giving developers the option to create their own sales. That's never going to be... Why would a developer just go, you know what? Let's give people a good deal.
Let's sell our game for less. Let's get less
money.
That
will ensure our studio never shuts down. I'm brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, the blow room is getting a little low.
That's silly. I mean, good on them. Good on Valve for thinking that, you know, people are inherently good. But
Yeah. It's almost like the Joker's type of thing where it's like he won't blow up.
Yeah.
The boats.
It's completely game theory. Just hoping. Oh God. What else? I keep taking the wrong, using the wrong navigation. This new computer, these newfangled machines, confusing me. I'll just find out in 5 minutes that I've just ordered a bunch of bundles.
Yeah, pop up just keeps popping up with stuff that you want.
What is that? Xbox One. I don't care, it's Xbox One. What am I thinking? I think that's pretty much all I can find that's actually interesting.
Yeah, it's been a bit slow to start this year, so...
Yeah. Hopefully it'll pick up. What have we got coming out? It's the end of February, isn't it?
Holy crap. Yes.
Let's see. Soon we will all be
dead. It'll
be
Christmas in November.
Yeah. We'll get to record the next episode and it'll just be like 2015.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully we'll have something to talk about.
Something will have been released.
Yeah.
March, South Park... Dark Souls 2.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would do that to yourself.
Yeah. Self-mutilation.
Yeah. Dark Souls 2, Titanfall, Infamous, Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls for PC.
I think Watch Dogs is out as well.
It's not on this list. Where is it?
Shit.
What the fuck?
Maybe it's April.
I can't find it in April either.
Oh no.
Oh god. Oh, they're just waiting for they're seeing how much you'll pay for a bundle.
Yeah.
Like, how much would you like to see Watch Dogs released?
I'm on Wikipedia and on my iPad. I hit terrorist instead of Watch Dogs. I'm on a list.
You've just been red flagged.
Shit. Well, it's just saying it's due for release between April and June.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's a nice release window.
Yeah. So let's just go with TBA.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, cool. Alright, you want to wrap up then?
Okay.
Let's do it. So, thank everyone for joining us. I don't think I remember the ending spiel, so but yeah, you can check out the website, check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, listen to previous shows for those addresses. That's a good way to get people listening.
Yeah, tricky.
Check out our friends at PlayStation Radio UK. We actually featured in a bit for them, which was quite good. Did you listen to the final product?
I did. I actually watched their live thing. Them sitting in their recording studios.
Yeah, they look nothing like
I know, right? That's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like I picked. But yeah, it was actually quite a good show. Mm. And the bit turned out well. They edited that perfectly together. So hopefully we can do some more stuff with them in the future. So
be nice.
Yeah. But well, thanks everyone for listening, and until next time, game on.
Game on.
That was a good drum break.
Pick yourself up off the side of the road with the elevator balls and your whip flash tones. Members only hypnotizes movies.